going on, everybody? Once again, it's Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's your boy, Onyx, at Going Full Nerd. As you can see, I'm going full nerd down. The hot Going Full Nerd t-shirt, the goingfullnerd.com hat, with the Going Full Nerd logo right above my head right here. We gonna make it happen again. Whether it's one person on the live stream or 1 million. Matter of fact, y'all need a little reminder that I'm live. Let me go ahead and hit this right here. Whoop, bow! All the way live right there, as you can see in the lower left-hand corner of your screen. What's happening once again? So, happy Easter, April 1st, 2018. April Fool's Day. So, April Fool's not. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. Trying to trick y'all? Trying to trick somebody on the internet? Would I do something like that? Should I do something like that? No. No, 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 no. That is not what you do. Just remember, no matter what goes down, no matter what happens in life, the show must go on. You must move forward, be positive, be strong, and do things to achieve greatness. There's a reason I'm saying this that I'm not going to share, I'm not going to discuss, but just remember, the most powerful thing in the world is your determination, your heart, and your strength, and the love that you have for every and anyone that you have touched in your life. So let's continue on. Let's move forward. Let's drop some science. So with that being said, here I am, 6 o'clock once again. So what do we always talk about? We always talk about the top five box office. We always talk about the top five box office. And this week, I can say, okay, I called it. I called it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Ready Player One. Box top movie for this week. The box office top movie. Now, you can check my review. I dropped that review late last night. It is one of the few reviews that I dropped with the score that I gave it. So go check out the video. Hear what I said. It's right on my webpage, goingfullnerd.com. Or if you're watching on YouTube, roll up into YouTube. Watch it. Check it out. It's the Ready Player One review. And it's like, whoa. No, he didn't. Really? He gave that kind of review? So that's just something to think about. Now, top five, you got Ready Player One coming in at what? Number one. I kind of knew that would happen with the, you know, with the graphics, the effects. It was the gamers. It was the gamers. The gamers. The gamers made that movie go forward. The gamers made that movie tap, tap, tap. That was kind of high. I could dig that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. But coming in at number two, Tyler Perry's Acrimony. Not really a big Tyler Perry dude. I mean, you know, I watch it. You know, you got to watch it. You got to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to watch Tyler Perry. You know, date night, you go watch Tyler Perry. You know, I'm not even going to discuss what the deal is with Tyler Perry movies. But he came in at number two. So that just lets me know that there were a lot of ethnic women in the box office this weekend. They went one way. Husbands went the other to Ready Player One. I think there was a lot of, I think people went and saw two movies, and it was a movie share thing. You know, okay, if I'm going to go see that, you're going to go see Tyler Perry. Oh, here we go. All right. That brings it up where it dropped Black Panther down to three. Three. This is the lowest Black Panther has been since it came into the movie theaters. So what do I have to say about that? All right, yank it from the theaters, folks. Put it on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. It is time. Let's go make the rest of this money. Let's go make it. Cash, cash, cha-ching, cha-ching. That's what we do. But we're going to talk about three little subjects today. We're going to talk about these three little subjects. And these three little subjects are something that kind of, you know, fit with me. We're going to talk a little comic books, and we're going to talk a little movie. We're going to talk a little DC. We're going to talk a little Marvel. I'm going to get into some other stuff at another time. So let's take a look at the comic books. This week, we had the announcement. I posted a little article given to me by Marvel Entertainment, and it said the Fantastic Four is coming back to comic books. Now, it's been about 3 years since the book was canceled by Marvel, and the just coincidentally, it was a shock to some, but it wasn't a shock to me because it happened around the same time that movie called Four, all right, you know, where they, Michael B. Jordan, before he was Killmonger, he was Johnny Storm. So, you know, and it was like, yeah, okay. But, you know, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, Marvel was like, yo, yank it. Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, gone somewhere. Thing, joined the Guardians of the Galaxy in the comics. The Human Torch started hanging out with the Inhumans, messing around behind Black Bolt, back with Medusa and all sorts of stuff. But that's cool. But this is my question. This is my question. Looking at the bigger picture, even though the comic books and movies, they're different. They got differences, okay? But the frameworks, they take a little bit from main comics. They took a little bit from the Ultimate line. They take a little here, a little there, put this and this. Could the MCU Fantastic Four be on the horizon? Can it be out there? Can I look? You know? Because the book would be awesome. But if I want to see what they bring into it. You know what I'm saying? There's things from the comic books that's made their way into the movies. Whether it's a title or whether it's just a little bit of snippet, little Easter egg where they kind of sprinkle it on top. But my thing is this. And this is my question. This is my question. Could this be the entry for the Fantastic Four into the MCU? You got Infinity War. They're talking about Phase 4, Marvel Universe. Things are going crazy. They're introducing Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. They're going back to the 80s. They're bringing Clark Gregg, you know, back as Coulson in the flashback movie, okay? They're bringing Ronan, flashback movie, Captain Marvel, okay? All right? So, you know, I'm just saying. Think about that, you know? That could be part of that Fox, Disney, you know, breaking off that money to Fox and be like, yo, give it up. You might as well let us do it now. Save some now, make some for later. We could break you off some dough now. You let us do what we got to do. Sony did it. You know, so I'm just saying, little something. Speaking of Fox, going on to the next thing. Fox's X-Men, Dark Phoenix, and the New Mutants movie have been officially pushed back to 2019. Now, I know you're saying, yo, Onyx, man, wait a minute. They pushed New Mutants back to 2019 already. Well, they pushed it back even further. They was like, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, let's get that over there. Okay, let's get that out of there. Now, I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, you know, especially since they're talking about we got to do some reshoots. Reshoots that make me nervous when they start talking about reshoots for a movie that was supposed to be out like this year, but then they got to reshoot some stuff. That means schedules, gaffer, people coming in, editing, and then pushing it out the theaters. Yo, makes me wonder. And if you've been watching my channel, I really haven't been excited about any of these films. Any of the Fox X-Men properties other than Deadpool. I can't wait for Deadpool. I'm digging that. But all the X-Men static properties, you know, the X-Men movies, that New Mutants, not really feeling it, okay? You know, and it's because of how Fox has been treating the X-Men. I mean, these stories, these characters, they've been playing, they've been like, yo, let's do this. And you know, you can have the argument to say, well, Marvel still got some word or say so. They didn't have enough. You know, Fox Studio executives was like, yo, we got to make money. This is what we want to do. This is how we going to do it. All right. And then Marvel was like, oh, you know, yeah. Okay. Keep doing that, player. Keep doing that. While we rocking out with Marvel Studios, we about to throw down. We are going to do what we do to make this, you know, make this right. Make it right. So let's continue on. Last but not least, Because this is going to be a short show this week. This is going to be a short one. Real tiny one. But I gotta put this out there. Aquaman. You know, Warner Brothers. Let me take a sip of something right now. Aquaman comes out this year. And that is the only Warner Brothers superhero Mickey flick that comes out this year, part of their DC Extended Universe. Has anybody heard anything about this? Has anybody heard any more about the Aquaman flick? Has anybody seen like a movie poster, title card, maybe, you know, set photos or something? I mean, I know that I have not. I'm just putting it out there. I haven't seen a thing. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Nip. Nope. Not a thing. And my thing is this. It gets released this year. There's movies that don't come out till 2020 that's getting title cards, getting set photos, getting something. You know, all I can ask the powers that be at the DC Extended Universe, WTF, folks. WTF. Let's look at that. I mean, you could get me Zachary Levy in a puffy suit, you know, a puffy Shazam suit, but you can't get me any kind of promo for Aquaman right now. I mean, Marvel is killing the game, and y'all can't even just throw something out there for a fan. And I'm an Aquaman fan. You know, I don't know about this Jason Momoa Aquaman, but I'm an old school orange shirt, green pants Aquaman fan. Aquaman wasn't no punk. Aquaman is no joke. Dude stuck his hand in a thing of piranhas to save his kid. Aquaman is no joke, folks. You know, I'm just saying. You know, but I get articles all about Zachary Levy getting salty at Men's Health magazine talking about, you know, those ain't real muscles, homeboy. You know you ain't, you got on a muscle suit. Come on, man. You look like you got one of them suits that they wear at the kid's birthday party with the big arms. You know, he tried to clap back, showed his arm. Like, look, hold on, let me move this out the way. I look kind of big. You know, if you angle the camera right, that look like a big gun right there, right? No, it's not. Uh-uh. Let me hit you with the Puff Daddy. No. But, you know, they said it. They said, yo, you ain't as swole as you think you want to be. But we'll see what happens when that movie comes out. Go figure. But anyway, like I said, everybody, this is a short show this week. I got some personal things I got to take care of. And next week, I will not be broadcasting live. Okay? I got a personal family event I got to take care of. But I will return after that with all the nerdy goodness that I love to give you guys each and every week here at goingfullnerd.com. Also, what I will say, you got to remember to check me out on the platform of your pleasure, whether that's goingfullnerd.com, youtube.com/goingfullnerd, twitter.com, Onyx, ONYXXX1969, or if you want to just listen to the audio, and that's the anchor.fm/goingfullnerd. Yo, and as always, I like to leave it off saying that one little bit, and that one little bit is, if you can't say something nice to somebody, don't say nothing at all, and y'all have a wonderful nerdy day. Make sure y'all go full nerd, and I'm out of here, folks. Let's hit that music. Yes.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.